Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, my name is Mina Stanikic and I'm from the Italian press of the 11th Italian Sarajevo. I'm here today with Vagelis Zouglas, who presented his project at Pack and Pitch, and he will be introducing his new film called Tin Pest. Hello, Vagelis, and thank you for joining me.
Hello, thank you.
As a beginning, could you please introduce us to your new project?
Yeah, actually my project is called Tin Pest, as you said, and it's actually it's about a Syrian refugee that came to Greece through the shore of Turkey after losing everything in Syria, in Damascus, during the war. And there he transforms an abandoned brick factory into his new shelter that actually has to protect at any cost. And this is the story. The main story begins when he learns that in the framework of a huge gentrification that takes place in the area, in suburban Athens, the company plans to extend its premises to the abandoned buildings nearby, where his last possession lies, his house made of trash. That's all, I think.
Okay, thank you. Could you please tell us what tin pest actually means?
Well, it's a bit complicated because it's a chemical process. It's an allotropic transformation of the element tin that, if I remember well, it causes deterioration of objects in very, very low temperatures. And the interesting thing about the process is that as soon as it starts, it accelerates and it cannot be reversed.
And you're choosing a Syrian refugee as your main character, but you do not deal with a refugee crisis. Why is that?
I think there are too many films during the last years that are dealing with this subject. I'm not actually sure if my film or my project would add something more to this. I think more or less it's a very common subject. Yeah, of course, the refugee crisis is huge in Greece, in Europe and the rest of the world during the last years. But I was actually more interested in approaching my characters in a post-refugee thing where I could make my cinematic research on how society handles with these matters today.
Okay, but let's put this question the other way around. Why is your main character a Syrian refugee if, as I understand, the whole thing is happening in Athens, and basically any worker who could be Greek or of whatever nationality, refugee or not, can be in that situation like your protagonist?
Well, actually, Syrian people are, I think, the most affected by this war in their country. So my character has lost everything, and my film needed a character like him. And in Greece, this problem is much bigger than in other countries. There are millions and hundreds of thousands of families trapped in islands and in some camps. I think it's a matter of great significance, the fact that a Syrian refugee gets through all this thing in Greece.
As I know, you have a bachelor in architecture, if I'm not mistaken. And I was wondering, how do you plan to implement your architectural background in this film? Are you planning maybe to do the set design or use it in any other way?
Yeah, you're right. Actually, I have a bachelor and a master in architecture. I was very much interested in architectural space and film from a very early age. I think the subject itself could be approached in an architectural way, as one of the main locations is an abandoned factory that the cell of the ruined building has to be transformed. So, yeah, of course, I think my studies are going to add to this very much.
So do you have already some locations that you visited and that you plan to shoot on?
Yeah, there are some locations that I have in mind that are in suburban Athens, and it's a place that I know very well, and I'm personally linked to that thing because I was working in such a factory a few years ago. So there are a couple of places that I think they are very, very suitable for that thing, yeah.
So was it a personal experience that actually made you think of this film in this way?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it's a true story, but yeah, it's actually inspired by very, very real people that I met there, like Saeed, main protagonist, and the other key roles. So yes, I'm very eager to talk about these characters and explore them.
I understand. Thank you, Vagelis, for joining us. I hope you will make your film soon. Can you just tell us at the end, when do you plan actually to have your film done, if you can say it?
I sincerely hope to be able to start shooting in 2019. And if everything goes right, to finish shooting in early 2020, maybe.
Okay, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This was Vagelis Zouklos with his new project, Tin Past, for the Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.